Hallelujah. Shall we open our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5? Those of you online, can you hear me? If you can hear me, type amen. I just knew somebody here would say amen. First Peter chapter 5, and I'm reading from the verse 1 to 4. Hallelujah. The elders, someone say the elders. The elders who are among you, I exhort. Means that Paul says that he's talking directly to the elders among who are the Rabbi, you're not an elder, keep quiet over there. Who are the elders amongst us? The Greek word for elder is presbyteros, if I'm pronouncing presbyteros, amen, which is the same way we get the word presbyter from. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Which is the same one we get a word presbyter from. Amen. It means an aged person, somebody who is much older, or the oldest of a two, in comparison to one who is much more older. Second, it means somebody who is of a higher rank than another. Amen. Also, an officer or an official. Someone say official. So in respect, Paul was actually directing the elders of a group. So in this place, Paul is actually directing who and who? Not Farai, right? He's actually directing who? You. Not you. I'm giving an example, but it's to all of us. Hallelujah. And Paul is saying that this letter he's writing, he's actually directing it to you people. But I'm also breaking down this message or this scripture to you for you to understand that he's also talking about spiritual eldership, leadership, spiritual maturity. So he says, unto you I exhort. Hello. I who am a fellow elder, I am also a fellow elder like you, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Amen. Shepherd the flock of God. Someone says, shepherd the flock of God. Paul was saying that he is also a fellow elder. But unfortunately, he's not with them. But he says, I exhort you that though I have experienced also the sufferings of Christ Jesus, now my counsel and my instruction to you, those who have been with me the longest, those who have studied under me, those who have come to know Christ the longest, those who are older amongst the group, please do what? Shepherd the flock which is amongst you. Hallelujah. So that's the title of my message, Shepherd the Flock of God. Amen. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Hallelujah. Message your own. You can repeat the whole year. Paul wrote this letter to the people. Peter wrote this letter to the church, and he was telling them that Peter understands the fact that they are elders. He's of the same eldership with them, a bond servant and a bond slave of Christ Jesus. But now they should start moving from the place of just being a man who has bore the sufferings of Christ Jesus onto a man who now takes spiritual responsibility of others. Hello. Somebody who now becomes an overseer of another person's. Because he called who? The chief shepherd. He's telling us also to be shepherds of God's flock. It means that already they themselves have already been what? Shepherded. Hallelujah. By the chief shepherd. So now the instruction being relayed from the chief shepherd through the lips of Peter unto the church is that they also ought to shepherd the flock of God. Because every shepherd must raise a shepherd. Hello. Every shepherd must raise a shepherd. Amen. And his advice to them was, one, they must be serviceable. One, they must be serviceable. He says, which is among you, serving as overseers. See, he did not say ruling as what? Overseers. Because many a time when we hear overseer, we're talking about a ruler. But the Lord is not calling rulers. He's calling what? Men and women who are what? Serviceable. Jesus Christ said the greatest among, you know, when they were talking, you know, they were already making backstage noise, who's going to be the one who's going to take over Jesus? Hey, Charlie, boss, you have been with him. And Peter said, look, with you, this agreement, let me not follow. Let me go and ask Jesus. Who's the greatest? Jesus Christ told him, oh boy, the greatest among you. It is the wrong ladder to be promoted. Promotion goes this way. Hallelujah. But he says you must start this way. So the greatest amongst you, he is not the one who even calls himself the greatest. Hello. The greatest amongst the disciples was not the one who thought he was the one whom Jesus loves. It should have been who? John. But the Lord said no. The greatest amongst you must be the one who serves. And so John, with all his accolades, any other person with all, Apollos, whoever, if they wanted to be great like the chief shepherd, they must conform to the cloak of what? Service. Not somebody who is what? A ruler. A ruler is a person put in a position of privilege to instruct others, and the people are obligated to obey. But a man or woman who is under service or who is serving people is the one who is dusting them off. Whether they are in the right path or not, he is making sure that as for him, by the time he leaves this book, they must be on the right path and fulfilling their destiny. And it is so not nice, because most of the time, the one who is serving goes to the most difficult of all scenarios and situations. He has to forgo his own self. Has to forgo whether he's tired. He can't say I'm tired. When he's sick, he can't say I'm sick. If he's limping and he can hold a mic, he must. If it's raining, he must. When others can't, he must. Because he's serving. A servant has no privilege. How many of us have house helps and people who come and stay with us? They are supposed to do things. They come and tell you, Adam, I can't do what you're asking. I have cramps. Just tell me what you do. She's a house servant. She comes and you're expecting your food to be there. And you come around 8 p.m. You're in the traffic. Already you are pissed. Go past the traffic. You are in and you are pissed. You get to Mr. Madam. When I woke up, because of I was having cramps, so I could not. Hey. Hello. Now think about it. You are a woman. You know how painful cramps are. Sorry. But you still not understand. Especially if you and your husband came through the traffic. And there was no food because your fellow woman says she has cramps. Cramps and yeah. Yeah. But why won't you understand? Because you understand that as a servant, a woman or man in service, you have no privilege of excuse. You can come and your daughter will say, ma, I had cramps. Oh, she put cloth around him or herself. Squeeze themselves and be shivering. Oh. You forget you are hungry. In fact, you go downstairs, forget how hungry you are. Go and cook and you want soup. You go and do the soup and put. And you know how difficult it is to get dried amane? You go and look for his goodness. Look that for your maid servant. How many of you have even seen it in movies? People are it's easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the same manner, the Lord is calling you to be a shepherd of like manner. Let me tell you, how many of you have been through, have seen a stable before? Where there's goats and sheep or horses or any of these animals, or a pigsty. What's the smell there like? Very nice, like Isimiyaki or Tom Ford. Pardon? Very nice. Oh my God. Especially those of them who take care of them and wear the batakari. Oh my God. No perfume can separate you from the love of God. I heard of a joke, eh? Is there one man had a very big property? He said, okay, he wants to give to somebody. But the test is that if you can enter into a locked room with his male he-goat, who has been around maybe 300 female sheep, female goats. So already that pimpim no, it's fragranced. You know, I don't want the non-Ghanaians to think that, you know. A book. People came in 5 minutes, they ran out. Then Baba came. Baba wearing his batakali. He just came and said, Mudia Muloki Faki ni mami. After 2 minutes, he heck boom 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 boom. Knocking profusely. Giddy giddy giddy. The goat was knocking. He wants to come out. No offense to anyone, hallelujah. Guess who taught me this joke? My mom, hallelujah. My mom loved teasing a lot. Amen. But that is the work environment of a shepherd. The shepherd cannot say, it smells. I don't have to be here. No. A hired hand can say that. Like the prodigal son, when he went far away to a different country, when he realized that this job I can't do it, he left. I know I can't do it. He left. A hired hand can say that. But one who owns the sheep, who have been given oversight of the sheep, cannot but leave them. He has no privilege of saying, oh, a bond mink, you own it. Hallelujah. In the same manner, in this ministry, there are some of us here, you're born saying, Ababa. Hallelujah. But as an overseer, as you are being called here as an elder, one, an elder is someone who is spiritually mature. An elder is someone who is aged. Hello, also physically mature. You cannot run away from the sheep when the sheep is in one. And so when you go and meet a pig, a boar, in its, I'm having pictures, in its mudslide already. I don't use the words. People don't know this word. Those of you who will be listening later, know how pigs are when they are in the other thing and they are already ruling and ruling in it, possibly eating it again. And your job is to tend to that pig, to make sure you clean out the stack, wash it clean. Every single time you are going to enter in the morning, look at the pig. Many day. God wants us to come to the place of the man and then, whose job is it again? As a servant and as a shepherd, the Lord expects us what? First of all, to be serviceable. Having no privilege of an excuse not to. Amen? Oh, amen? Serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly. Not by compulsion. Hey, Vero, get up, go and sweep this place. Because you are man of God. If it's not because you are man of God, this person can't. You see, these things you don't say with your mouth or in your head. No, I'm not saying things that you can't see and I can't see. You're man of God. How old are you when I'm telling you this person? Now, Ghanaians can laugh at, can insult you and have a very smiley feel at any time. Tell me, ciao. Hallelujah. Not under compulsion. When you're a leader or you're a servant under compulsion, you only do it gradually. And the way you treat the flock, when the owner of the flock is watching you from afar do it, you probably kill them. Haven't you seen secret cameras that people have exposed of their maid servants? And how they are treating babies. I can't think. I can't do that to a doll. I saw one woman lift up the baby and just smack it on the bed. Bam! And the rabbi is even older. The baby was crying. The baby cried to the extent that it can't cry. But when a woman was doing it, she had no compassion for them because she's under compulsion. She needs money. That's the reason she's doing it. It wasn't willing. Nobody is paying Gloria for what she's doing, but anytime she comes, she's in a hurry to come and pick it up. Hallelujah. But if we had a maid servant and we're paying to do this job, it will always be an account. If I don't do it, they don't pay me. For that reason, there is no heart connection with the sheep. Those of us here in leadership, the reason why our leadership is free is because we have no heart connection with the sheep. When you look at anybody who is in this ministry, anybody that you feel the need, or you have been entrusted as an overseer, as a shepherd over, and you have no heart connection with the person, that's how you treat the lost world. When pastors are maltreating the flock, abusing them, insulting them, cheating them, it is mostly because there is no compassion, there is no heart connection with the flock. And I'm telling you, the chief shepherd one day is going to come. I think the most scariest of all is not the judgment seat of God, to the bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. I think it will be so scary, because those who are going to stand the judgment seat of God, you know where they are going. But you, who you are going to be with your master, yet the works that he get entrusted to you, you did not do it as you wanted. Bible said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That statement, I think we have to all place it and take that to understand for ourselves. Under compulsion. See, I'm not under compulsion with this ministry. I always come here eagerly. I'm telling you, it's always a struggle and a battle in my house. If I'm sick and I cannot move, Pastor Crab will fight it. My wife will fight it. Because you see, physically, I'm not fit, but I'll force to come. It's not because when I come here, I'll get money. Or any of you will make me smile. It's because I know the Lord has entrusted you to me. And on that day, I can't go and say, Lord, that day I felt, because you know my leg. I can't really, you understand? So allow me. I can't. Sometimes we feel that Jesus Christ had, he had like passion, so he should understand. Lord, I had cramps. My leg was hurting. I had severe headache. My ear was blinking. I'm telling you of a truth. If you stand before Christ Jesus, the bema seat of God, of Christ, much of these things that you hold dear, you can't utter those words, because you reveal the truth to you, and you yourself will know. Not under compulsion. See, some of us, we will work because of software is free. We work because this prominent one of God. We will show up because Professor will be there. If I don't come, it will look, I have to make sure I look so good, serviceable to this man of God. Pastor Devanjo is coming by Friday. I need to honor the man of God. It's very important. I love the man of God. I fought him, but I realized that out of the fighting, we had love. So my service to him should not be because he's coming. It should be because I'll do it to the man of God. Do you understand me? So a shepherd is obligated. Peter said, I exhort you to not do it out of what? Compulsion, but willingly and eagerly. You know what eagerly is? No. I'm coming. The smallest example I can give, but just forgive me. I'm holding my Bible. I'm holding something. I'm coming. Then you probably walk into the place is about 10 steps. You are about 25 steps. I will say, no, I can't let you. The person runs. Just, I almost said, shims it from you. Say, no, you shouldn't. You're not paying the person. You're not doing anything to the person. But the person says what? I will not allow you to do this. I will do it. It's more eager. It's not because you pay, not because you pray, not because you do anything, not because you even acknowledge, but you are eager to serve. In this, it's easier to do to a man of God. But how easy is it for us as elders to serve those that are below us? When I say below us, do that, we are us. Here, many of us have not been elders. We have just occupied positions. An elder is not a committee member, an executive. An elder is somebody who has spiritual responsibility over another soul. That me, I'll make sure certain spirituality is intact. I'll make sure that Henrietta is working with God. If there is any need, any hindrance to the person's work, I won't take responsibility. It's not just the pastor. If you leave that to me, die and leave. So you had a young pastor who died. Well, it's to be too much for one person. Hello. This message is not nice. Hallelujah. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Not for dishonest gain. It's not because people will see and applaud you. Hey. Oh, so, you know, when we went to Nigeria, Brother Sadu asked me to go for all those who served during the camp to come for second blessing. He wants to bless. The Lord wants to touch them. So, I went then. I went to tell them, oh, guys, Brother Sadu said this. He said, oh, no, we've prayed for it. No. And he left. I went, Brother Sadu, and you speak English? I said, yes. Go and tell, you're laughing. Go and tell them, come. We pray for the second time. So, when I went, I did not use words. I held hands. I dragged them. Come. I put them here. You. Come. You. They came to stand there. They were prayed for. The reason why they were prayed for is because they were noticed for their service. Hallelujah. When others had left and gone home, they had to stay back and clean. They had to stay back and arrange. Hallelujah. The man of God saw it. For that reason, he blessed them. So if there is, the next time we are having another conference, I was like, these people received two. Multiply. Who must know? The next conference. See, anything you want to do, I'm here. Anything. Man of God, what do you want to do? Don't move. Don't worry. My name is Tunde Bidiakwadu. Then, in the whole conference, everything happens. That we just take time back. God bless you. Jesus Christ. Bra. We are gone. Wait. What just happened? Hello. Hello, what just happened? See, they don't know me. Eh? They don't know. They don't know me. Eh? You are going. Let me tell you something. Every service that is done because of gain, in this honesty, will never be blessed, even if the man of God blesses you. Hello. Because your motive and your heart intent is not right. He probably may not have seen it. But if your reason for honoring or serving others is because you want a particular blessing, be careful. Be careful. See, in bringing Brother Sadu, I learned a lot. Because there were things we could have done that was not a sin. The fact we have not even read it in the Bible, so it will not look like, oh, yenim nani yenim. The Lord specifically told me, don't put your name on the poster. Hey, I was tempted to the last day to put my name there. Who will know that I brought it? But there's nothing wrong. People bring men of God, they have to. No, so that people also know that in case they are following up and they want to meet God, my name, my face, my number, ministry, but it's not because I want to. It's just so easy case and follow up, right? It sounds so wrong. The Lord told me no. Edion, then I'll get calls from people I really respect. Young man, what, like, you're making a mistake. What's the chance your ministry to elevate? So you are right. Coming from this voice there, you must be right. I go back. God will tell me, what the Lord? It's like, now it's your opinion. And there he asks you, you know the truth. And you know the painful part, when the Holy Spirit does not use his voice, he uses your voice to tell you the same thing back. You know how annoying your voice sounds when he's talking to another person. Hallelujah. Then I held it. Stop. The whole conference happened. It was not for gain. It was not for money. See, if we wanted to do money, people would have paid. But I started coming to them, people would have paid. It was not for money. In fact, we're even scared we couldn't afford it. So we're scared though. Your share bank account. Mimina alert the dear team. Yamina, once the alert to my staff your balance, so nothing has changed. Nothing has really changed. You can get an alert, all right, but nothing has changed, and you are shocked. Eh? So, what's so annoying is when MTN sends you messages, or mobile money sends you one of those useless messages. Yellow customer. Download Ayuba app. $504 will send you have won 20,000. I don't open it, so I just hold one breath, press and hold, delete. Whenever I read, I probably get angry. I'm telling you of the truth. The Lord told me that, young man, I am going to finance the conference. So in bringing him, it was no personal gain of mine. Let me tell you something. The story behind coming was one personal gain of mine. The story was to bring Rejoiner. Ah, hey. I'm going to be the young man who will bring Regina to Ghana. Wow. I didn't say this to anybody, but in my heart, I had swelled it up. Now, Regina, you mistake by that year. Well, get up. This hard work with also. Any Peter he takes in Ghana, you must see me. If he holds the mark. If he uses a toothbrush. Make sure you missing that day with the same two brands. People are laughing. Be there. I've heard of men of God who has gone to hotel rooms and they are two brands, you know. So I could be a chinese. Well, happy grace. Be there. You don't know how to receive anointing. Eh? I'm dying numbers. So for. And the one that wanted the man of Jesus, so after he leaves the hotel room, just go touch. Ah, it's so wet. Father, my father. As I place this toothpaste upon this toothbrush, I connect with everywhere that has come out from this mouth. That is never a way to receive an anointing. Hello. Hello. The true people who ever receive from any man of God are those who serve God. Whether the man of God acknowledge it or not. Service is unto God. Hallelujah. So the chief servant, the chief shepherd is the one who honest. Hello. Let me tell you something. There were things that I did in the conference that nobody knew. Robert, 2 a.m. Robert was now going to drop them. Because we are in the city, he was not going to drop me, go back home, and you cast to come back by 5 a.m. Nobody saw that. The pool came, wow, it was when I saw the interviews, you don't understand. This is one of the most well organized conferences that I've seen. The people, the youth are really doing well. Some girl be some fair looking, she was just giving some plenty grammar. This part, what? Crab was doing. So for the flesh. It's death. Well, but it was never for the Zanis game. That's why the Lord stopped rejoining us on. Else my ministry would have just died. Hello, my ministry would have just died because the reason for bringing this man of God was for my own gain, not for the service of God on the people. Hallelujah. Now, when Brother Sadu came, it was actually the Lord himself telling me. I did not really know Sadu like that. I did not even know the kind of fame he had. So it hit me by surprise. Boom. Many of us, we had read books, we were reading books, and we were YouTube. Hey, there's a man who sees Jesus like that. Like, the way he's talking, like Jesus Christ just behind his curtain. Ah, I see. It's like that. But it was not the way we had learned. Those of you in my deeper work with Regina, you have studied Regina. Regina, you will study. Because I've studied the call, the path, visions of the study book. No, I didn't even right now. The touch and I love the man's book because his book is also like a walk through the pages of the scripture. So when I realized that there's a man who also preaches through the pages of the scripture, I said, AFA. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you understand me? The Lord is calling you and I. If you have been a Christian, if you have been a believer, if you are a part of this family for more than a year, 2 years, 3 years, the onus is on you to be an overseer of another person's spirituality, another person's growth. I'm not saying go and be their spiritual father or spiritual mother. Someone just preached a message. So you, it's not me that you heard it, right? So from today, I'll mother you. I don't say you are my daughter. I'll mother you. No, that's a more nice. I'll mother you. Know that I'm grateful. You understand? You know what? Fine. You is fine. Most of I'm very busy, but I'll mother you. Okay. I'll mother you. Father. Okay. You know what? I'll father you. It's going to be difficult, but I'm willing to go through with you. No. That's not what I'm saying. One of God. Angel TV. But I'm very serious. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you wake up and you have prayer, when you are reading a word, you should, this word will so bless Veronica. Let me share with her. This will bless Mark. I know Marco was speaking to me about something like this a week ago. This could have happened. Marco, so the last week we discussed something. Yeah, okay. I just found this scripture. Wow. Hallelujah. You are an overseer, but you are not a lord. You are never a boss. Hallelujah. You are actually interested in the life of the person. It's not under compulsion, but you are eager and you are willing. It's not for honest gain. It's not because they will call you papa, mama, Odi. Seed. No. It's because genuinely you want them to be there. For me, genuinely, I want you all spiritually. Because I'm telling you, there are times where I am so spiritually beaten. Nobody picks it up. That anybody can walk up to me or something. I just have this thing to share with you. The person will share a life experience, share something with me. But I just felt the Lord really wanted me to come in. Appreciate this source of life. Bible says what? Iron what? Sharp. Hallelujah. Amen. It is very, very, very difficult for you to take spiritual responsibility over others. Because sometimes the blessing, what they are going through, you will also go through without knowing. Hello. Hey, in GTC, the battles we were facing. Of demons who speak French, we don't speak French. Demons who speak French, some speak Igbo, some speak Yoruba, and we are just praying and we are praying. We are encountering demons from nations we have no business with because we have chosen to be spiritual overseers over other people who probably don't care. You pray for them this week, they will be okay. The next 3 weeks, you will be doing deliverance service and they are the same people coming. They will hit your class. You see, people have not seen deliverance service in ACF before. I have my own experience. Some girl just hooted me in my ear. Namin kwa kami boni, dude. I'm telling you, if not for the grace of God upon my life, come in book. But you see, we did not sign up for this. None of you are signed up for it. But the Lord admonishes all of us here. As elders, we must willingly, eagerly take spiritual responsibilities over others. And of others. Not other compound. Don't even go and say, like I said, you know, from today, I'm going to mother. Don't worry. Anything spiritual is on you. Sleep. I'll mother you. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you notice people who genuinely need help, you have the spiritual and the moral responsibility to be of help. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you. Not as being lords. You come to follow me. My sheep knows my voice. You to follow me. My sheep knows. You follow me. My sheep. Oh, yes, all of you. Follow me. My sheep knows my voice. Hello. Then, you see, these are my sheep. They know my voice. Follow me. They are following me. You know, I've seen that video. They are on the floor. It's following the man of God. They are his sheep. African pastor. The man of God is walking and his sheep are crawling on the floor following him. One man of God was carried in a plastic chair. They don't need his feet to touch the ground. So he's on their shoulder and they are carrying him onto the podium. Not as long. One man of God, so the reason why he does not take public planes or flights anymore is because there are demons and all that in the airport and in the hotels. Mercy. Meanwhile, they are the same demons you have to preach to. The same demons who sold to the ministries. Demonic money. I want to guess to God. Sanctify me, O God. Mercy. Not as Lord, so. Not. You know, I'm hungry. Excuse me, one of you, find something and bring it. One of God has spoken. You are coming like a sheep. See, I'm not telling not to honor. I'm saying don't require it. Hello. I'm saying what? You enter a room, nobody gets up and greets you. Ah, one of God, you have come. Sorry, he knows you're not. Sorry. Nobody can. Just go back again and come. When NS is coming, then they are all getting back. You can't get back. But you compare to the people of the NS. Someone said to me at the outlet, they treat you like a king here. I said, They treat me like a king. Because you have seen body and piece in front of me, I'm like a king. Hey! Make a copy, why don't you share? That's how my wife says to me. And my wife has been here so long. And so they will serve because those people have also stayed in my house. That's what they will serve. It's not because I've come on crusade, I'm among them, so that is treated. No. No. And anybody who comes in my name, in my house, is treated the same way. I was like, I'll be served, and I look at his service, and I look at mine. I said, why? Oh, you talk money. Like I was saying. Hallelujah. See, it is not a requirement. Never require any of you. Hallelujah. But it is very, very important for the sheep who has been fed, blessed, not the hand that feeds. Because when they lose that love for you because of his honor, it goes against you. Hello. Listen to your rabbi. It goes against you. Hallelujah. But being examples to the flock. Be examples to the flock. You don't say, okay. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow. Come on, course on this book. None of you know the song. My God. I'm at you. Hallelujah. It's fine. I know you live close to churches. It's fine. You live close to churches. It's fine. It does not mean you attended. I understand. Hello. See, many of the people in my house, apart from what I share here, they learn from what they see. Hello. You can't hide that one. Except when I enter my room. But even that, the fruit will come out. The way you deal with things, the way you speak, when you are angry, how you react. Hallelujah. You must be an example to the flock. A role model. Somebody who is worthy of what? An exemplary life. Now, when we look at you, I want to be like this, but if I pass through you, if I behave the way you are behaving, let me tell you something. People always look at how you treat others to know how you treat them. When I see the way people treat other people, I realize that if I was not a man of God, that's the same way should have treated me. If I were not a man of God, that's the same way that treated me. So for me, for instance, not a single person will be in my ministry or in any place where I want to treat them lesser than me. All the times we have gone on crusades, missions or whatever, I'm always in the general bus. It's not because I can't have a seat, except the time I had to drive. But if there's room or there's somebody else to drive, I'm always in the general bus. And when I'm in the general bus, I'm not in the best seat. I'm mostly standing. How many of you remember? I'm mostly standing. So I can interact with everybody. So you're like, hey, what's up, is at the VIP session and we are here. The greatest amongst you myself. See, it will get to a point that those that you are serving, they will not permit you to be where they are. What did David's men say? Say, no, we will not permit the light of Israel to be what? Extinguished. They barred David himself. Even when he wanted to. Say, no, it won't happen. We almost lost you. No! So for that reason, if David said this, you enter fire, and he's still in the palace, they will enter, because if David were here, he would enter the fire. Many of us will instruct people, where are you? Get this done. You, excuse me. I've called you. You get this done. Rookie, make sure you get this done at 7. For Steve, go to the market, get this. Me, I hate those things. I prefer to be the one doing the work with you. Say yourself, no, I will go. You don't. I love that one better. Because it shows you that. See, when I say you go and buy, you know, farm stuff or vegetable and stuff, and I give you 300 cedis, when I've never gone there before. You know, when you go, you probably need 350 or 700. But in my mind, I was, I won't be tomato specific. No, forget it. But when you have had access to it, you have had an experience, you understand this thing, you appreciate it. A leader, that's why Ghanaians always love JJ. But see, people know the bad things he did. But when Rawlings would have come back again to stand in a democratic election, I am certain within me, I'll vote for him. Against Adolf Okufo-Addo, I would have voted for him. Hello. Because he was not just a leader who instructed, he was a charismatic leader. He was the one who gathers all of us to do the same thing. I'm not doing politics here. I'm telling you, my family don't vote for politics ever. But I know of the truth that Ghanaians, we went to Liberia. The day we landed in Liberia, we were celebrating Chastela's birthday. Chastela is not in the country. People had gathered in his house. And they said, if Chastela stood again for president, you win like crazy. His wife is the current vice president. Do you know how she won? Because when she was going on campaigns, she used her son, who looks like Chastela, to campaign. So when the older boy, Taylor! It's not him. But they just couldn't. Taylor's mother, the way they won. He said, you kill my mama, you kill my papa, I still vote for you. The librarians are listening to me. And it's true. I wonder, they were telling me. Hello. Also because he was a charismatic leader. So even when he did things which were wrong, people could just look at the times where he was in shit with them. Excuse me. Was in the deepest field with them. Then as our leader. Irrespective, don't you? How many of us right now, let me give an example, bless me, forgive me, when we go to a town and there's any disease and I say we should go, you are likely to follow me. Because even COVID, we were part of the family story. And when I send somebody over to you, because you have experienced it, it's easier for you. In the same manner, because you have gone through with somebody, the person will replicate that same thing over. Even if he does not like Akuma, he will likely do the same thing over for you because she has had an experience. She didn't die. Nobody else did that. It didn't have any impact. So now when we are going to a town and the town is there's a contagious disease, which the Lord said we should go there. Now look behind. Oh, I'm going with word in the street. Cap! Baba called it da-da-da-da-da. But I'm very certain one of the few people I see behind me is blessing. Huh? Yeah. Oh, that would be shocked there. On a more serious note, do you understand me? It's because you have done that with them, they are more willing to do that with you as well. Any leader who does not show by lead by example, and you lead by instruction, you are not a leader, you are a boss. Paul said, I exhort you that you should be what? Shepherds of God's flock. Mind you, every leader or shepherd must also know the flock is not yours, it's God's. And God has a bigger overseer who is the chief shepherd. So when you are done, you are going to stand before what? The chief shepherd. The way the chief shepherd treats his flock, you the treat him. Hey. I'll show you how the chief shepherd does. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of John chapter 10. We know this scripture so well. Chapter 10 verse 11. Say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The good shepherd is the one who, he may not necessarily own the sheep, but he has utmost responsibility for the sheep. When he sees danger coming, he does not run and leave the sheep. Right now, if they come, they say, who here is the pastor? Say, hey, Father, give me grace. Who here is the leader here? I say, oh, me, I'm just a guest minister. Also, who crab here? And I'll leave. But if they come, they say, that's the first thing. Who here is the leader here? Like my mom told me of another joke. He said, during the Liberian War, a rebel entered into a classroom and asked, name the Tocatis. And the class captain had no names written. So he just took an empty seat. Blessing. Next. Crab. Pop. No, that's not crab. That's the one behind him. Of course. Pop. Next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some class captains, that's what they do. No names. But they know Gabby last week. He was talking. Maybe because you're not even in a class. You'll be. You are very faithful. Deep. Hello. The hired hand will run like mad. But a good shepherd will lay his life. You say, you know what? Fine. Take me and let them go. Many of us will do that for our own children. If they enter our houses with a gun, say, let the children go and you take me and my husband. Some may say, the husband may say, hey, take me and take you. But the most serious, a man or woman who truly loves his family will say, take me, leave my family. Why? It's not because the killing will be less for him. It probably will be worse. But he does not want any of his children, those that he oversees, to go through that. In the same manner, the things that people go through, you should be able to shoulder that burden for them, that they will not go through those burdens. Hallelujah. It is not pleasant always to go and wait on God to come and wait for give you a sermon. But some of us will not do it for ourselves. To another altar. It's not always pleasant that some of us are fasting and praying always for you. You don't like to, I'm not always doing it. It's not pleasant. But some altar. You think fornication is not nice? You think sleep is not nice? You think spending your own money on your own self is not nice? Dubaiing and Amsterdaming around. For the sake of peace. Hello. As you think about it. In my spirituality, am I selfish? Have I been a good shepherd? Or am I a hireling? A hireling. He does not care about the work. He just wants to do his task and he's gone. A hireling, a shepherd will make sure that he takes the sheep to their pen, close it, and go back to the master and say, see, when we went there, this and what, this happened. And I had to do this and do this for the sheep. By God's grace, all of them are saved. The master will probably take him, insult him for what he did, but he will prefer the insult than to just do the job mechanically and leave them pump. Nothing. One sheep is sick and find a home. See, there's the difference between tailors and fashion designers. A tailor is you bring your style. But as fashion, no, where your skin tone is, I don't think these colors will fit. You know, they won't fit you. Tailor said, "Who has style?" Boss, me child style. What do I say? You bring a design from Pinterest, pam, make it up black. They are bringing a dark design. No, it won't fit you. I think we should do it this way. A man who you are just being, a hireling. Because the fashion designer knows that his name tag will be there. He has to do a better. Hey, young man, if you do that, train him again. His name tag will be there, so he must make sure it is right. Me, how many of you know I have a fashion line, including me? How many of you know? What's the name? You don't know the name. Are you sure you know? Yeah. Pardon? You've seen their logo. My wife did not lift up her hands, but you don't know. Hey. It's called Gold Member. Gold Member. And there's a part of it the Lord wants me to do called Gold Member. Clothier. There's a part of it the Lord wants me to do called the Armor of God. Amen. And it's been in the pipeline for a long time. So, such me, when I was doing sweet then, I don't do sweet because you like it. When my name is going to say, oh, who did it for good? No. What's the sweet now, dim? No. Yen, that sweet, bro. Yen, that sweet. Timu said, parash. No. God forbid. Those are people, they can bring some styles. No, I can't do that. Time is that photographers, bro, they can take a picture of you, they will never put their logo there. They want to save their company. If you go and say Bob Little took me, it can't be Bob Little. People will argue for him. Yeah. You will argue for him. Pardon? Yeah. That's what the hireling will do. He will never ever put his life down. He will run and leave them. Ah, they are sheep. I almost died. Are you not caring about those? No. But look at Saul. When his father's donkey, the son of the heir of the father. He was here, that's why he went to the servant. Leave the servant alone. See what the servant said. Boss, I'm a young car. We'll start worrying about you. Saul did not okay. It did not okay to Saul, the servant. Today. Ask yourself, am I a hireling or am I a shepherd? See, I'm telling you of a truth. These questions there, whether you answer or not, you know the truth. Whether you answer or not, you know the truth. Amen. Oh, amen. Definitely the wolves will come. The wolves will come. And when the wolves come, will you run or you stay? if you are a true shepherd, you will never allow the flock to be spotted. That's why I'm afraid for people who create dissension in a company. Or you create rebellion, you create sin, you break people apart. Now there are some ladies that, and some guys, I bad. I rebuke them because of something else. When I rebuke them on the page, all they do is that they go backstage. They won't say anything on the page again. Then I'll rebuke blessing bye on the page. She also go backstage. And she at the back, contact, blessing. Oh, this thing, the couple is not really angry at you. That's how it is like that. Don't worry. He has done even that to me before. Oh, sir. So now she sympathizes with you. Tomorrow, you are the backstage sympathizers. Today we are there. Nah, look at Takuma's face. And first day, I will beat them. Pam! In the two of them. Akuma and Fosti. See, don't take it to heart. So far, that's not to us. It's not mean. Don't say, they mean what they are saying, but they don't mean it. They form another clique and committee behind. And you form their own group, a ministry or whatever. Talk. The next time I big push, I'll pine. All of them. I'm not joking. I've seen this before. Carbon had to solve an issue like last 2 months on the same issues. Over somebody I rebuked for wrongdoing. And that person has repented, but the other people have not repented. But she has infested them with us. They could not find their way back. Till today, they can't talk to me. Even when I talk to them, they don't know how, because they know they are wrong. But that person who began this committee and this group, the person is now free with me. Easier to come to me, even hurt me. Do you understand? What are you? Are you scattering them? Or you are bishop? When the wolf comes to scatter. See, when we think of what David did, I don't think any of us here will want to do it. Jata means 200. Oh, God will understand. One person, Jata one. Maybe see, even the one that he has already put in his job, he might never come. But when God chooses Christ to come up the line of David, he is worthy. In Akan, we have Nehemiah and one more. David said, I'm not Akan, I'm a Jew. He does not deserve it, so that he does not come. He should not enjoy this, so that next time he feels like chewing the same meat, to come back. No, we must put an end to it in his jaw. So that bear and brought the lamb back. Hallelujah. That's a good shepherd. He says, the hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and I'm known my own. The hireling will always flee because he does not care. He has no compassion. He has no spiritual connection. You scatter people away because you don't care about what happens to them. Many of us do not understand the terror that awaits them. And so whether we do this, we offend them, we do this, we don't care. We let it be. We follow it. We leave people to their feet. We don't care. What happens to them, we don't care. We will be tired. What the Lord Jesus Christ say? Who would tie anybody who lets any of these ones go astray? It is better to tie a millstone to their neck and be cast into the waters. Hey, do you know what a millstone is? Hey? Those days, no money, nickel, nickel. They have those milling machines. So they have these huge stones. It's two round. One is already stationary, and the other one is moved with spikes around it, wooden spikes. So horses and donkeys just go around like this. You pour the greens in the mid, like a car tire, very shaped, in the mid, like a wheel. So you just go around that and it's just milling it. It's just milling the flour. It's so heavy. See, it's better that you tie that around and they can cast you out. But that will drag you to the bottom of the ocean than face his wrath because you scattered his flock. Hello? Hello? Psalm 24, Psalm 23. Scriptures that we know how to recite, I hear them. said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Every shepherd must also physically provide for the needs as well as spiritually of their flock. Does that mean that when I need money for my hair, I can't? Don't call me. Don't call me. Finances. Hallelujah. But every true shepherd, when you see the need of your flock and you truly care and you're compassionate, you reach out and provide. Hello. Hello. You reach out and do what? Let me tell you something. Some of you, if I don't notice your need, it's because you are not a sheep. You are a serious goat. A sheep stays. A sheep is with a shepherd. A goat. Have you tried catching a goat before? In that village, we are buying the farm. I forgot the name. The farm. But, and we are up there. During the Christmas holidays, one man decided to give a goat for me to go and give to, what's his name? Dr. Ankara. So when we went there, they said, "Oh, they know we are coming, so we are catching the goat there." I was sad. Just for this goat. Old men are just running, helter skelter. Meanwhile, for a sheep, all they have to do is. And do that, they will come. Good. And the man is an old man, and I was so shy. Because I'm a nobody. Me, I can't run some. And you see, in the beginning, they walk like this. Look at the good. Skills and skills just to catch one good. Me, I don't have time to go and do skills to catch a good. You ought to be a sheep. Hello? You ought to be a sheep. The sheep, he says, "I know my own, and my own also knows me." How many of the sheep also knows this, their shepherd? When three shepherds are walking, the sheep will not come. The sheep must know the shepherd. See, the Fulani boys, the cattle they are walking with, they talk to them, and they know them. Go and do anything. That's how many of them are able to travel. They travel 3 years, 6 years with the cattle. They move from country. They move across seasons. You understand me? So if it's dry season, they move like this, it's like that. But then they go back to where they 3 years and morning you need. And it is said that those of them who go into the plains and the farms of people, they can kill them and the animals will get destroyed. I went to the Quantity Surveyor who is doing a project for the government of Ghana. So right now, you know, you don't hear those Fulani killings in Ghana. One of the things the government, Mahama's government, did was that they are creating safe zones in different places, which I disagree with. Like 100 hectares or is it thousands of hectares of safe zones, they plant or they allow straw to grow or foliage to grow. So when they come, they plant. Also, they have dams. So they will be able to stay there. They will pay an amount of money. They will feed. They don't have to go to people's farms. Amen. But the guys, when they were doing the survey of the area, they met some of the Fulani guys. And with their machetes and all that, they were with them. See, they also got afraid. And when they saw that they had government cars, they were, both sides were all afraid. One guy spoke in a language that they understand. That they just come in, they just want to have a survey of the place and do something for them. The guy just said something like, and the cattle parted. He gave them access. Hello? Go and kick it there. Go and do the same thing there. See any what's his name? Cow or cattle. Be there. The cattle knows their shepherd. And he also knows them. It's because of the rigorous training he has been through with them. Hello? He is obligated to provide for their need. When they are thirsty, he must look for a dam and give to them. That's why every good shepherd, there's something in it. It's an amazing message. He must let them lie down in green pastures. But when there's a need for still water is refreshing water, water without disturbance, the good shepherd will have to lead them to still waters. As I was saying, that no pastor is green pastures and still waters at the same time. Hello. The pastor or your shepherd is the one who causes to sit down. He feeds you for you to be fat. But you cannot just live on the fat. You must have refreshing. So now the good shepherd must now identify still water where there's no disturbance, where there's no organism, there's no bacteria, there's no virus. And he introduces you to the person refreshing. That's why other men of God write it to refresh you. Or they also lead you to go. Many of you go to what's the name? Pastor Benji's place. Powerful. He is not hoping to take you or member you. He's refreshing you. Go back. Me, some of you come here. I'm not hoping to member you. No. You are fed. You are refreshed. Do you understand me? Everybody must understand their place. Everybody must understand their place. When you go and bring the water externally and always put in a trough, what happens? Surface tension. Virus and what will begin to deposit the surface, and then you give them, you rather corrupt them. But you must lead them to still waters. So the shepherd is obligated to provide for their physical needs. When you see anybody in the ministry and you are an elder, you have the spiritual responsibility and also the moral and the physical responsibility of providing. The person, if only the person could be helped with the education, their work with God would be more powerful. Me, if I was not helped with my education, my work with God would have been wayward. I was going to be I was going to do something else. I was going to Germany. I was going to marry some white girl and go to Germany. I have two children. We were bare 1,000. Hey, because Germany. Yeah. Because if in Germany, why? They pay you for burning. In quotes. Ah! See, there are some Nigerians, Zai, some those from Congo, Somalia, in Finland. That's what they do. The child is. So some, the Muslims, they have multiple. Yeah, so they just bomb. When you bomb 3, you get a bigger house. And then when you bomb more, they give, people don't understand our lingo. When I'm saying bomb, they tell yourself that does not speak good English. When you give birth to 3, when you give it to 3, you are giving a nicer house. When you give it to more, you are giving like a family car. Do you understand me? Good. So now, Europeans don't like to give birth. Worst part is even Japanese. They don't even want to give birth. But Africans, it's our hobby. We obey scripture. As they come to pass, it's my hobby. Hallelujah. So that's what they are doing. And they are giving birth. And the government is paying them. One child is being paid at least 800 euro. Free school fees. Free health. So what do you think of? The government, the Finnish government too wants people to give birth because they are underpopulated. Finland is bigger than Ghana, but their current population is 5 million. So it's like the whole Accra in Finland. And unfortunately for their men too, they are in the Scandinavian countries. They call the cold too. The widow on Tuesdays. You're Nigerian, you understand? How about that, brother? Hallelujah. In Iceland, in all those places. Didn't you see like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, there was a post that Icelandic women are looking for men to marry. They will pay you 5,000. It wasn't true. But the culture is true. They are looking for men to marry. See, in those cold regions, it's not even the men's fault. You understand me? But here, men. Men are men. Men, mama. Hallelujah. But that is what is actually going on there. So because they want to populate their country, they are encouraging birth. And the blacks and the Muslims are taking advantage. That's why the migrants will do everything together. When they get there, they just need one white woman, available vessel. They will pregnant you. They will very pregnant you. You'll be there. Yeah, because once they pregnant your child is a citizen. They are the guardians of the children. And when they, it's not even the citizenship. See, if it was just citizenship, they are okay. But the father recovers, does not pay you. You are paying me. Yeah. There are many who want scholarship and they realize that they just give birth. Yeah, that was one of the things my uncle wanted to do with me. Let one white woman come and marry me. I can't do that. When I found my own, so I must. But I realized that Christ, because of you, your salvations and the things God was doing with you, you could stand to my destiny like that. Hallelujah. Those in Liberia who are laughing, repent. Do you understand me? Pardon? You must provide the physical needs of the people. See, there are some amongst here that if not for the reason, by reason of the fact that we provided physically, it would have been difficult for them. Hallelujah. Yeah. If when Sedan finished school, she has a beautiful house. When I went to their house in Volta, her mother has built a 4-bedroom house. So now she goes and says, this is your room. Her Sedan is going to get my aunt's Nadem Hall. This Sedan should be strong. But as she finished, she would have gone straight back to the bottom. But now she's staying here and she's part of us. She does not pay bills and she won't pay bills. Hallelujah. Henrietta, all the way from Abia State, or where? Mokola. Port Harcourt. She called me weeping. Oh, Zaf, I want to leave Nigeria. I want to. She's living with her parents. I'm like, hey, me. When I get angry, I cannot say I want to leave. You want to leave and go where? All right, my mom used to punish me was that if you misbehave, you go and stay with your auntie. And I start crying. You want to leave? She left her mother and father. She's here. It's also because there's provision here, physical provision. Hello. Many of us, we don't provide for money. When we say we want to get money to contribute to go and give to one. Amelia Zalama to somewhere who needs help. We all do it. But if, what's the name? Sarah would need the help, it would be difficult for people will give the things they can spare the most. Let me give some 20 CDNC. Do you guys remember that I stood right here and said that I want us to provide for Archibald? Do you know how many people came that day? 15 people. As we speak, less than 8 are giving the 50 CD that they promised they would do. I see it and I get so sad. I didn't force anybody. I said, don't be obligated to me. I've set my mobile money to do an automatic what? Transfer. Always. Me, I take 100 CDs and send to you. It's not because the mother needs it or they are poor. No, far from it. It's because the Lord told me we must take care of this boy. He's a son of the ministry. It's a covenant. And sincerely, there's nothing that could be done to break that covenant. When the father was crying, everything. That covenant spoke for the boy. The man used to come and do some incantation, put some red oil and all that on the boy, and it did not work. Today, the boy is alive. That boy's life was being treated for useless power. So, when you guys opt out, see, it's only a fool who also picks who makes a bad decision. Hallelujah. We must provide physically. In their instance, I always pray for Farah. I look at it, but I think, what can I do to be a blessing and add to his life? Many of you don't. Not just about Farah, but even to yourself. Those of you who are leaders. Akuma, blessing Selena, Crab, Lizzie, Mauku. Tiwa. As well as all those of you who have been here long. Do you take keen interest in people's lives like that? Lex is in my house not because he can't afford to find a place to stay. I went to their house. They have homes that they are renting to people. But Lex is very active with us also because he has found need with us. Do you understand me? There are big churches who won't do what is happening. But you are not a church, but God expects of you to, because he wants you to what? Shepherd his flock. Amen. Amen. He says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. A good shepherd will lead. A good shepherd must lead. And the type of leadership you ought to do is what? The servant leadership. Hallelujah. He says, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Every good shepherd and the servant leader must protect. Have you seen a chicken which is not giving birth? When you're coming to the chicken, you do and it'll run away. Try that to a chicken that has just laid eggs or chicks. Yeah. So you wonder if they can actually kill you while the way they are threatening you. Say they can threaten you. Who don't answer them? No? Yeah. They swell up, open up their wings. They are so tiny and small. But they will approach you until you get to the point where you know that they are not relenting, so you have to turn. And they will still come. They will come. Because it is about their chicks. The good shepherd protects. Hello? Someone say, a good shepherd protects. A good shepherd will protect the interest of their flock. Will protect their sheep. You must do all you can to protect them, even emotionally and spiritually. Be a hedge, a covering over them. There's a covering I have with God, and nobody in this place who is faithful to this ministry and this call should die prematurely. Else I should die first. How many of you know I've said this over and over here? It shouldn't happen. I must die first. And I have a covenant that should that also happen, Christ must die again. It won't happen. Christ will never die again. It's a very dangerous thing to say because I'm going to fight demons from where is it? What happens? You, where is it? Where is your, is it coming from? Abia. I don't even know there. Adam. I was there. I saw that in your village. There is no way there. I forget. But on a more serious note, it's true. You must be a cow. Around them, that when they are around, they will fear nothing. It's not as though the things do not come home, but they will fear nothing. Me, in my house, when you bring a local dog to my house, the dog is back, grab over, then those kind of, you the back. I walk majestically to certain homes when I know they have a local dog, even though they can bite. Not because I'm, not because I can't bite. The ones I have in my house, except I see the same ones, and I respect myself. Hallelujah. I went to Mrs. Kufosa. I saw two Rottweilers, very lovely Rottweilers. They were barking, shaking the cage. I was standing in front of them because I think they said, "Oh, you, you are born for this. You let me just be here, and you just be there." Hallelujah. I went to do a very lovely dogs, but the reason why I'll go close. Hello. I have no fear of those dogs. I know what they can do and what they cannot do, especially in the cage. They can bark loud. They can never attack. Hello. They will vibrate, shake, break their feet, and they can't. So anybody who is with me, who has studied with me, who knows this too, when you go to anybody's house and they have a dog that is shaking the cage, you will not. When you are tired, you stop. That's what you see. When you are tired, you stop. Blessed, when she came to my house for a few days, you know, she was getting it. Hello, like we went to Nigeria in Lekki, we were walking dogs. No, I think Lizzie and I were walking. And then, oh, we were apart, said them. Then some guy was bringing some very huge Caucasian. As soon as we saw him, other people who were following, coming for him. You know, suddenly you can tell, you tell them to move from the road. But they know to move from the road. So the big road was like, two lane with extra, parking on the side. They all, I said, and the guy was just walking boldly beside. We just walked. Oh, you have a lovely dog. We went. We held the dog's head. After they played with it, rubbed the chest. The dog is walking the dog. And I'm sure the guy was like, ah, why have you put this? You have undermined my dog. It's not because we have undermined the dog. We know when you walk a dog often, it does not attack anybody else. And if you want to get close to that dog, you must come close, walk closer and ask him, can I touch your dog? The guy says yes, you can touch it. The dog also feels your pulse. It feels your fear. No, a dog can sense your heartbeat. Say 500 feet away by its pulse. The way your heart is beating. I said, when you're afraid, the dog knows because it can hear your heartbeat. So, see? You'll be somewhere in the boom, boom, boom. A dog is just, all of us is just blessing. Okay, okay. Hello. A good shepherd protects, hallelujah. He acts as a covering over his flock. In the same manner, you should pray. Anybody that you are serving or overseeing as an elder, and I beseech all of you as elders, especially those of you who have been with us longer, who knows our culture, our ways, who have heard a lot of sermons from this poor young man and from other spiritual fathers who have come to share these words with us, I beseech you and I exhort you, hallelujah, for you to be overseers, for you to be shepherds over others. Many need those kind of encouragement, upliftment. We need it. Spiritual nourishment, the provision, physical provision, we need it. See, if you would opt to even help somebody's school, you'll be shocked the amount of impact that you make in a person's life. Hello? Hello? Bosha came, she said she wants to do military. This hairstyle is called military. Today she's doing one of the best courses in the world, data science. Most paid people now in the world are data science. Before she came here, she didn't even know what is data. She thought it was data entry clerk. Those who enter names, sex, address, and date of birth and religion. Hello. In the family of Christ, she has been led to a path of her destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must provide and we must protect. Amen. Amen. Also, we must discipline. He said what? Thy rod and thy what? They do what? He didn't say they what? They are displeasure to. They comfort me. I need them. That's what he means. His rod and his staff. You know what his rod and his staff? His rod is the one of the bomb. His staff is the one of authority. The staff is authority there. And every shepherd is holding one. That same staff can be a rod. You can use it to point. You can use it to direct. You can use it to, you know, curve and correct them. But when they misbehave, a bomb, think, oh! I had some agri teacher, Mr. Justo. Charlie. He does agri like with science, math skills do mental. Agri like the mental. Hey. What is monocotyledon? I've come early in the morning. How will monocotyledon be in my head? Osmosis. Eh? Debeaking. Cannibalism. I'm telling you, I think he just does that just to beat us. Well, you get us. I mean, I hate it because first I'm asking myself, why are you doing this? Before I think of what you have asked. No, on a normal day, I know them. But when you ask you, they bet Jamie from Krim. Hey, get up. What's osmosis? Get up. What's crop rotation? Get up. You, what's subsistence farming? But I know, you are telling me, I know this. Before you say, I know this, go and you always hit here. Then you are already angry. And if you hear somebody's cool, you are angry on how the person, before you even think about the answer, he beats all of us. That's not the kind of discipline the Lord is talking about. Hallelujah. The discipline the Lord is talking about, when a person errs, you correct them and you still rebuke them for them to know what they did was wrong. David said, the rod still comforts me. It means that I need the rod to be on God's path. Many of us, when we are disciplined, we don't want to have anything to do with the man of God or the person again. Will you behave over there? We don't want to have anything to do with the man of God because why did he rebuke? Why did he talk to us like that? I'm telling you, it is better to have an open rebuke. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's better. Because if we let that go, we don't want to offend emotions. No, no, we don't want to. Now, who did Jimmy? As I can't say, who? Oh, it's true. Ooh, Uba. You don't know. See, Barasadu gave it to me. Tofu, I love the man anyway. Many people here, none of us here can say Barasadu died. In his element, you can't. I said, when myself and Selena and some guy in India, we went there, we had a reception. The way I sat, all the Indian ladies were looking at me. I thought because I'm looking, oh, me naturally I'm looking nice anyway. But I realized that, why are you looking at me like that? I'm not nice. I realized that it was not because I thought I was looking nice. Okay, I can't point I was wearing. The way I sat there. Hey. Wow. That's how you Africans are. None of them will do it. None. Father. I'm my father. Yeah. They are disciplined. Very disciplined. See, everybody's just fine. Yeah, look at him. Even he says it. He's a disciplinarian in all the sense. I thought they are going, he gave me some time ago. If he gave it to me in Ghana, it will not really have. I will not be talking about this today. He gave it to me in Singapore, which was not my fault, though. Somebody asked me to take a picture. Oh, yeah, I think you won already. Yeah, I was done. Maybe. He was like, oh, could you hold my phone for me? Please take a picture. So I was just holding the phone. I was waiting for her to just be in picture with me. Ernest, what is it? Haven't I done with you, please? I'm tired. I couldn't even explain myself. The other thing was, Obi Ahwem. The moment was standing beside Bara Sadu. He said, the phone is mine. So, okay. I don't even remember I took the picture right. Well, I had not experienced him before. I took the picture, took about two. Then I gave the phone to Eddie. He just left. He didn't see nothing. He just left. My disappointment was 1 minute. I realized that, if you hold on to it, you are the one doing yourself. Huh? You're the one doing yourself. Some of you, when you are rebuked, who does it mean? Careful. If that anger had stayed with you over 1 minute, you will not be here today. All what God has blessed me with, it will not happen today. All the training God is using me for, doing through me and to me, it will not happen today. And I've been teaching you something right. Anything. I had a teacher from GT. You say, see, your marks. What mark do you think you got? Take zero by anything. You know, zero by anything. Zero by one is zero. Zero by 100 is zero. Is it zero by just over anything? Just you know, decide. Yeah, that man's a very wicked man. Some of us have let discipline, our response to discipline, have rather taken us further from the place of our blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, they comfort me. Every good shepherd, you must protect, love, lead, also do what? Discipline. If your father does not discipline you, your mother does not, he does not love you. They don't correct you, they don't rebuke you, they don't beat you, they don't love you. There's a preacher, I always give this example. He went to preach and he had no persecution for 2 months. He said he's backsliding. He knelt down and was praying, Lord, please forgive a backslider like me. He woke up, some travelers were looking at this filthy preacher, took a stone, hit him. Bah! He said, you're such a prayer answering God. Let me tell you, when you're having ministry and it's all is nothing, the world has nothing. You don't offend them. There's something. You're not offending the world. You are in the world. The whole world. This man of God is one of the most celebrated man of God. Award winning motivational. God forbid you call me a motivational speaker. You don't look like I can motivate people. I sometimes get worried the man of God put in a title. Motivational speaker. Careful. Amen. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. A good shepherd will also announce or launch when a ship is ready. He will announce or launch you. He will celebrate you or he will project you in the place of service when you are ready. Hello? Hello? You prepare yourself to come in so that your enemies or people who are in the same league with you, who probably thought you could not have, will look at you and say, ha, you think you are lucky by his grace. It's because you have allowed yourself to be shepherded. Hallelujah. There are many of you here that a lot of the people who began this ministry with you will be wondering why you are still here. Even me, son, I wonder why you are still here. Yeah, it sounds like you. I'm wondering, what are you doing here? Gabby. I wonder. But it's true. Because there are alternatives, there are better places. Why are you still here? But there's that time where a shepherd realizes that the sheep is of age. He's now useful to the master. And that part, your use will not be seen. When a sheep is now of age, is now ready to be shed. You know, most of them keep sheep for what? Their wool, right? And cheese. And sometimes their what? Veal, the meat. So when it's that, it will be not. The fact that you die does not mean that. Then your actual purpose and use will have been given. Hello? Hello? Yeah. There are all of you, many of you I really love so much. All of you I love, but there are others I really, really love. Those are also some of the people who have hurt me the most. But God also in his wisdom gives us the grace to steer all these destinies onto purpose. I'm telling you, it is so painful and difficult to lead people. And I'm praying that God will give all of you the heart to lead others the same way. Because the people that you are going to lead, they are also a replica of the same attitude that you have. I'm telling you, because of how you have been raised, God will give you the heart, or God should give you the heart for you to raise others too. Amen. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Do you know why the shepherd anoints the head with oil? No, when the sheep enters into a thicket. You know what a thicket is? Nkase or bushet or bush or something. Like what happened to Isaac, the ram in Isaac's case. Yes. It's difficult to move them. But when you apply oil upon the head and the fur, the thorns move through like a comb. Do you understand it? So like, if your hair is like the Rastafarian type, no, this one, if I want to move a needle through it, it will touch some. You understand? But if you put hair, soak it with hair, you put it like that. That's the reason why they anoint the head. So when they enter through a thicket, it is easier for them to come out. Having said that, when you were children or your nieces and nephews, when they were stubborn and they came to your storybook and they put their heads in their railings, they put their head in their railings in the house, you force eye and move, it's not open. What they do is they put a butter as butter, oil or pomade or ink, shea butter. So your hair will be slippery, then they can just push it out. My ring right now, if I do, I can never remove it. So I put something like that. That's one of the reasons. But every good shepherd must also what? Anoint in the place of impartation. The places where you have struggled, nobody else will struggle through their place. Some of you, those words, you must never use them. Do you know who am I? You know how long I've been in ministry? You want anointing? No. No true shepherd must say that. The fact that Pastor Kapp had to serve 30 years before he received the prophetic grace does not mean you should serve 30 years. By that, by God's grace, if he has served 30 years, you should be what? Able to receive it because your father has done the work which you were supposed to do. And God should give the same grace by the reason that you have served this man of God. And as the Lord in his own mercy would give it to you much easier. When you go to El Bernard's ministry, many of the guys who prophesied there, they prophesied easily because El Bernard had paid the price which he was supposed to go through at a certain point. All they had to do was there to submit. Shorter time. chapter 3. Be anointed my head with oil. My cup is full. No spiritual father should expect their sons to be the same as they are. Or should be the same level. Ah, when Malco becomes like me, that's when he has got it. No, he's a failure. Because you are the beginning point of Malco. Hello. If this is me, Malco should be here. I will be celebrated here, all right. But when Malco truly becomes a saint, that I have raised, he should not be of the same height, but he should be here. Because he is standing upon the foundations another man has built. So that he does not have to struggle from the bottom, but he stands upon the shoulders of that man. It does not make him bigger and better. It just makes him privileged because he has been one who has been under service. The thing Brother Sadu had to go through to attain where he is now, he is by God's grace being used to give it to us at a much affordable rate. You can understand that in this. You don't have to go and walk barefooted 3 years on snow because you can't even walk in water. Some of you, if they say don't marry, today you'll be debating God. Don't have sex. You are a celibate. You are good. Bless you. Sorry. Also, not even an example. What? Make you work quite nicely with TV 92. I'm telling me, there are some callings. When God calls us, God, me, we understand each other. We have a different. Me, I can't do. Not man. Can't be happy. The point I thought I won't marry. My senses have to be working. I was like, it's a new man. Hallelujah. Yeah. But for the price that he is paying, those graces that he has seen, he's now coming back to tell us that it is easier. Or not easier, there is access for us to walk in that service. Not because we will have to let go of marriage or children or family, but the Lord has made a way of access for you. Hello. A good shepherd. You must do even much more than your shepherd did. He must raise you in the state where you do much more. If they know Sadhu Sunda Singh, now we also know Sadhu Sunda Savaraj. And they must know Ernest Koto Bediakon. They must know Pastor Adiba. They must know you. When some of you appear, those who know me or know our ministry should be able to ask which ministry you fellowship or which church. Oh, I'm with Wednesday. Ah, okay, I get it now. Thank God for me. Every time you talk about last days, I'm in time. That is all that. Many of you are uncomfortable in certain churches and ministrations and meetings. When you are there, like, you look at the time, you look at the man of God, you look at the time. It's because of where you are coming from. One of us. It's not where you're coming from. There's a spiritual hunger and an urge that you desire in God. Me, it used to happen to me, so I know. Everything many of you go through, I'm going through them. Hallelujah. I pray that all of you, God will raise you all up in the lanes and the corridors of spiritual dimensions, even greater than I do. Greater than Brother Sam. To be as Christ Jesus will have you in the lanes of your destinies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, for two, when you get there, you'll come and say, ah, but me, hey, you see accurately than also for Ernest, then you are, oh, by God's grace. Yeah. No servant is greater than his master. No servant. It's a biblical honor. The fact that Elisha did twice the miracles that Elijah did does not mean he's better. Hello. The fact that Jesus Christ is greater than this that you do does not mean you are greater. Oh, but Jesus Christ said he just turned water into just this. This is me. I've raised 10,000 people. There's a man in America who has raised over 500 dead bodies. Jesus Christ did not raise that much. Does that mean he's better? You have that in your mind. Hello. You are never greater than your master. May do a greater work, but you're never greater. the prophet Haggai, we all don't know him, but he has the highest spiritual rank in the council of the prophets. My question to you is that, are you shepherding God's flock? All these years that you have been a part of this family, all these years that you have been a Christian, whose spiritual life have you been responsible for? Please rise up to your feet. Who have you provided for? Not because you want a gain, not because you want them to, now when they come and bow down to you, Auntie Selena, let's say, Auntie said and say, no. Just because the Lord has put you in a place of privilege and opportunity for you to serve others with. When you are a rich woman, a rich man, when you have money, when you are educated, when you are spiritually mature, it does not mean the Lord wants you to lord it over people. It only means that the Lord is giving you the opportunity to earn crowns. Because at the end of the day, they say when the chief shepherd appears, he will give us a crown that shall never fade away. That is my fear. Many of us, we are doing things that should earn us crown, but because of the gain that we have attached to it, for the things that we have attached, the motive will happen. When you are giving even to the church, you are giving to another person. What's the reason? What's the motive? And the person will get to a point where she has to now come and pay homage to you. I took care of you. I did this. God forbid. You know, sometimes when I'm pushing some of you to school, I sometimes think that maybe they, some may be thinking, hey, I want you guys to get a better job so that you'll be paying good tithes. No. I rebuke you the same way when you are paying tithes. And let me use an example. When you're in campus, you're paying tithes sometimes 15 cities, 25 cities. I look at you, I laugh. So she pays much, much higher tithes. I'll rebuke you the same way today. It has nothing to do with that. It's because when you stand, others will stand. Today, your sister desire Christ the same way, and it may be sometimes greater than the way you do. All of you saying, Lex will not do anything concerning his brothers and sisters except he consults me. I don't require it, but he knows because he has eaten from that palm. The same manner, people must look up to you in the sea because you will provide for them both spiritually, both emotionally and physically. If your heart is not as right, you cannot be a shepherd. But it is a requirement that the Master expects of us that we shall shepherd the flock of God. Too many of us have left the pen of God to thieves, and people are jumping in to pick what they want. We are scattering the sheep. Hebrews chapter 6 says, by now you ought to be teachers. By now you ought to be shepherds. By now others must know Christ because of you. If your salvation is not tangible in the replication of yourself in others, it's useless. Yeah, it's useless. I'm telling you, there's a system of multiplication that comes in shepherding. As you are being shepherded, you also grow up to become a shepherd. You are being led, you have to grow up to become a leader. As you are being served, you have to also grow up to become a servant. You must do the same unto others. You don't seek your own at the expense of others. I will not sit in a bus when others are standing. It does not mean that it's a sin. But it will not be our choice, but I want to find me some better place to sit. I'll not eat like a fool when my people are hungry. I don't spend money on myself lavishly when there's somebody in need. I'm telling you, I've been financially down for about some weeks now. It's not because I did not have money. I'm telling you, I had 8,300. I didn't use that money. I've been thinking, I'm trying to buy some land somewhere. If I have done this, somebody selling some land to me, 1 acre for 28,000 Tripoli. I'm trying to say, if I put this thing, and I withhold money from giving to anybody goes as well, I should be able to buy that thing in 3 months. My God will not permit it to be so. And I'm telling you, not a single person who obeys the ways of God in leading his people, in adhering to his obedience. Oh, give this to this person. This person will call you for this. Make sure you don't hold back. This person will do this. Make sure you don't. When you obey fully, I'm telling you, when there's nothing, that's when you have everything. I'm not saying go and cast all your money out to the church because cast your burdens. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the moment you do as God has instructed you to, trust me, now your total reliance is on God. And he must provide because he will. Don't help somebody because of what you gain. When you are working, they'll come and take your bag or your Bible. No. I'm telling you, you must start by serving others. Get to the place of serving others. Get to the place of understanding the need of people. When you don't understand the situation, when you are not with the people in service and in work, you can never appreciate the fact that you give them an instruction and they could not do it. It's because you give an instruction, you did not know the process of the work, but when you are in it, you all find solutions together. Next time they can say, oh, you say, okay, you wait. You said this last week, we all did it together. We want to do this, see if you can do it. Ah, you can do it. So next time you call them that, okay, are any of them available to do this for me? They are eager to do it because you are impressed with them. You don't instruct them like the boss to them do this. See, if there's a means and we are going to buy outfit things and I can go with you, I could go. But there are people who can do it. Scouting, I used to go mostly every scouting, but now by God's grace, set them and go. Pastor Crab joins, you are all going. And there are times where Pastor Crab also sat back, Prince and Co have gone scouting and come back. It's because we have been with you and we are still with you. There's no crusade that you find me sitting in my house somewhere and say, oh, they're born this, I'm not really feeling well. If I go to a crusade ground and I'm not going house to house, it's because I want to reserve my energy for the evening. Most of the time, my back really hurts. I don't want to just go home. But if I had my way, I would have. Are you shepherding God's flock? Because the chief shepherd will come. It says he comes with his reward. Each man according to his work. Not the works they chose to do, the works he gave them. That word, depart from me, I knew you not. It does not mean that he does not know your face, he does not know your ministry, he does not know the caliber of person. It meant that he had no relationship with you, just like a man knows a woman. It meant that what he desired that you should do, you did it not, you did it of your own accord. He called you as an evangelist, you went forth and you were just doing prophetic meetings, you were doing break by fire, thunder. No. So for all the years of ministry, you are doing your own thing. God said, I called you such. If you are not walking in the lane God called you, I'm sorry for you. I knew you not. Depart from me. You worker of iniquity. Worker of iniquity means you did of your own accord. Depart from me. I pray none of you stand before God and this will be the words of your master and your chief shepherd. He has first laid the foundation. He has first laid it all before you. The blueprint of being a shepherd, he has shared it all with you. Psalm 23, John chapter 10, 1 Peter chapter 5. Now the responsibility is on you. Shepherd God's flock, elders. I call you all here as elders. Look around you in the ministry. Look around you in your workplace, at home, wherever, your friends. God has called you as an elder over them. That responsibility has been conferred unto you. What is your role? What is your role? Are you happy you are the only one that is sitting around you that you will make it to heaven? Are you happy? Are you happy? Now when they say, how many of you here know that when you die today, you are making it to heaven and you are the only one who will lift up your hands in eagerness? Me! Because you have been thought of your assurance, but others are not. You have it. Heaven will be so boring without others. It's not because God is not enough, it's because God also wanted others. It's not God's desire that anyone should perish. Many Christians are on the boat when the owner of the boat is in the water. For all the years you confess Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior, you just go and come. But are you a shepherd? Are you even a sheep? Or are you a goat? A goat is the one who hears the master's voice and chooses to do their own. The master says this and he says that. is that a sheep is sacrificed. Hello. The time is right and is now, because our master will be coming soon. There's a prophecy by Prophet Tommy Arayomi. The church has 7 to 9 years to get things ready, because after that 9-year period, then we are going to have a crazy world. This is a season of preparation. But I said, I'll share the same thing. I don't know how accurate the timelines are, but I know the words are true. It may be next year, next 2 years. As you stand here, are you certain of where you are going to end up tomorrow? Are you certain of where others are going to end up around you? Are you certain about the ministry God has given you and the charge that He has given you? Are you certain? Are you certain you have been truly a leader, or you need to repent? Are you certain? Are you certain that you have been a shepherd? Are you certain? Or is just business as usual for you? Are you certain? People of God, I want you all to assess yourself. These questions, you can never utter those answers. Nobody can utter those answers for you except you. If you are not certain, you want to pray to God, ask Him for forgiveness, and tell Him to realign you. Ask Him to realign you. Set you upon the path of a shepherd. First of being a sheep, and to be a shepherd. I see a black box, like a case with no edge around it, like as though you can't, it's like a cube, but it contains notes and words that have been spoken concerning people. It's like these words have been written in the inside part of this cube. The Lord is telling me that you should let that go. It is a disease that is going to plague you. It's going to even manifest physically. Let that go. Any act of bitterness, any thought of malice, any issue you have against anybody, let it out. The set and best time is now. I want you to begin to pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. Make me onto a sheep you'll be proud of, and a shepherd who is worthy to stand in your stead. Thank you, Lord. Lizzie, please come and end the meeting. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Thank you, Lord, for what you have spoken unto us. We ask that, Lord, you shall help us to submit ourselves as sheep first. That, Lord, you shall also give us the grace to be diligent when you set us as shepherds, Lord. that we will not despise the task, that we will not lord ourselves over others. And Father, that we shall be given in submission to you, in submission to each other. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Also, for God bless you very much for the message.